is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information is on the website. There's a link to your instructors at usaprepares.com and podcast right here on GCN are free. And if you just go to usaprepares.com, and you'll have choices to listen. And if you click the Listen to Vincent GCN button, you'll be able to listen 24 hours a day to these broadcasts, and you'll be able to download the podcasts for free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. We are in the midst of an ice storm here in the Ozark Mountains. Last night, the survivalists rushed into the stores in Springfield, Missouri, and they cleaned out the shelves. Now, these are survivalists in training. Because they thought they had plenty of time. I'll tell you what, literally, they cleaned out the shelves. There's no bread to be had in Springfield, Missouri, last night. The shelves were clean. And we got some photos from a USAPrepares.com instructor who happened to find it amusing that so many people raced into the stores to buy en masse bread and milk and toilet paper. Right now, we're in the middle of an ice storm, and the roads are a sheet of ice. Freezing rain, ice, a little bit of snow, so the ice is under the snow. Now, you can drive in snow. That's not too much of a problem. But driving with ice under the snow, that's a problem. It's 26 degrees, and as soon as we sign off this broadcast, I'm going to be making about a mile trip across the fields to feed the cows. They have nothing to eat. I fed them late last night as a precautionary measure, and I'm so glad that I did, because right now the ground is covered with ice. They can't eat anything. So right after the broadcast, I'm going to hop on the tractor and bring some round bales, 1,000-pound bales of hay to the cows, and I have an unroller. I'm going to unroll it on the ice so that they can eat it. You know, the windows in the building here on the east side are a sheet of ice. And normally you don't see that. Normally, when was the last time you saw windows covered with ice? You know, insulated thermal pane windows covered with ice, thick ice. That's what's happening right here in the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Snow is one thing, but ice on the roads is unmanageable for travel. With us today is Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the lead physicist. He was the lead physicist at the Pentagon for the U.S. Navy. He's a world-class farmer, he's a scientist, and he's an author of many books. Today we're going to discuss survival, preparedness, agriculture, and herb farming. And this is a way that you can start a micro-business and grow herbs for health and alternative medicine. Today we're going to take the first step in beginning an herb farm. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. I've got, I should say, Vincent, I'm getting now a group of people that like to follow what you and I discuss every morning. It's kind of interesting. I'm connecting with a lot of email because of it. So let's go forward. What do you want to know? Where do you want to go? Tell me about your ice. Is this unusual weather for Springfield?
Rick, we are in the center of this storm, And it looks like Springfield, Missouri is going to be hit hard. About 7 years ago, we had an ice storm. And we were in the, our son, I took our son away from homeschooling, traditional homeschooling, for a year. Actually, 18 months. And he and I built this this farmhouse. It's a stone farmhouse, and we used 220 tons of stone. Now, what I want to explain is it was a long process to build this house, get it framed and so forth. And we had it almost, we had it under roof, but the doors and windows were not in. And we had this ice storm 7 years ago. And we were not prepared. Now, I've been a survivalist for a long time. We had everything that we needed here. We had multiple generators. We had tractors. We had fuel tanks, everything we needed. But we didn't have the house completely enclosed. So it wasn't insulated. And we were in about 15 to 20 degree weather with no windows and no doors. And there was ice on the roads. The power lines had come down. They had fallen down, so there was no power all around us. The roads were impassable, and it was really a dire situation. It was not quite as bad as you being adrift in the sea for 4 days, but it didn't look good. And we actually had to leave, abandon the farm, and head to the East Coast. We have a many four-wheel drive vehicles, but we have a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, and we just... took that to the East Coast and weathered the storm there. But it was really bad. We were without power for 11 days. Pipes froze at many farms. Animals died. It was just horrible. So it happened before, and it might be happening right now.
So I think that there is a global weather event occurring. That seemingly is what the chatter on the internet would suggest. I have, from all sites, including NASA, that has, and weather service centers, are suggesting that there is a 1 degree warming of the entire planet. And just as Al Gore had originally said with global warming, and that basically today there is no ice at the North Pole. That's the first time in history. And that alone is changing the air currents that would normally run up through Canada, right at the very rim of the United States, and are now, if you can look at the maps, are dipping down into the Midwest as far as Texas and as far as Georgia. And this is historic. You can see it from space. There it is. And we are, all of us, now in the middle of something that is occurring. It is a historical event. It isn't doomsday, but the weather is going to be different from now on, and it's going to go more and more so noticeably in a radical direction. And what that means is everything's going to be less water. And while you're getting your snowpack and things like that, out here in the West, we do not have our snowpack. And
Rick,
historically, we do not have our snowpack. So there it is. And I don't know what other parts of the country, because I haven't been traveling to actually physically see it. And, of course, habitat, you don't know. You know, it takes time to climatize and get a sense of what the weather is like. But, you know, like in Oregon, we always in February have a 2 week window where it is 2 weeks where you can get out in your fields and prep them up, getting them ready for the spring. And then it gets funky again. Well, we had 1 week this week where it got, for one day, it got up to 70, and then the rest of the time it's down funky, and here we are overcast and raining. It's not cold, but L.A. is freezing down there right now, and that's all different than what it used to be like.
Rick, here at in the Ozarks, we used to have a lot of snow, and the good thing about the snow is as it melted slowly, and the moisture would seep into the ground deeper and deeper. And because of that, we were able to grow more hay for the animals.
Yeah, your yields were better because of the water access, yeah.
Right. And what,
that's
what's
the
happening
difference between dry land farming and irrigation. And there's we can go right into ag a little bit. When you have less water, you become more miserly and start using what's called drip irrigation. Out here, some of the areas where we have limited water and we want to grow spices, you know, like coriander or dill, what we'll do is lay down track lines, mostly for field crops rather than for broadcast, you know, like dill and coriander. Those weren't very good examples. But what I'm trying to say is, like, when they're growing broccoli or cauliflower or whatever they're growing, they will now, instead of using rain birds that flip, 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 they'll now use drip line that they'll lay down, and it gives each plant a little drink of water, where you're using probably less than one quarter of what you would normally use, because of when you do overhead irrigation, you have a lot of losses, you know, into evaporation. And it's predicated on how dry the day is, you know, the water vapor exchange. It's just gone history to the Lord.
Well, Rick, we're so concerned about water for the cattle this this summer, because we've had a drought for a couple of years now, and the streams have gone underground and those kinds of things. We don't see them, and the ponds won't fill up anymore as well as they used to, and the cows drink out of the ponds and the stream, but or the creek. So what we've done is we bought these large 330-gallon water containers. And,
yeah, cisterns, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, we're going to store water so that we can get through the summer. We're probably going to reduce our herd by 50%. You know, that means 50% less income. And
well,
not only that,
use of the land use, that's correct. You're not using as much of the land. That's the other part of that equation, you know. There's incomes across so many acres. The water that you do have, and I've seen your water, is actually there. It's just less and down deeper. And that's where well drilling and head boxes and water ditches. You didn't have water ditches out where you live, do you? Where they pull it out of a river and make it available to the farms running it above their, usually above their farm, so they can use gravity for overhead.
We don't.
Yeah,
nope,
that may dictate a new concept in the way you farm out there. And that is happening across the board everywhere in North America right now. Canada as well. Canada doesn't have quite the problem we do. What they have is a lot of rangeland where they grow, you know,
Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, currently 800,000 square miles in 18 states are under some form of watch or warning, storm watch or warning. 800,000 square miles in 18 states. Now, the biggest threat is to Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri with possible whiteout conditions. So 800,000 square miles in 18 states are under some form of watch or warning. The biggest threat, Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri. And reports are saying that Springfield, Missouri, where we are, is going to take the brunt of it. So we may get disconnected today. Power lines may go down. And that's okay with us. I mean, we are well prepared to. You might hear some beeping in the background if the power goes down. But if the utilities and the digital network goes down, we're going to be off the air. So I just want to make sure, Alex, you're aware that that could happen. And we'll go to Plan B immediately if that happens, Alex. But I just want to let you know. It's a lot of ice is falling from the sky right now. And and it's getting thicker and thicker, so that, we might
get knocked off. Well, Sandy, Hurricane Sandy was the tip of that. You know, it started with Katrina, and now you're going to see what we call, in biblical times, the quickening, where things will happen a little more quickly with the weather. And that's what's happening right now. So, I'm recommending that you enjoy the ride. There's not much you can do about it other than prepare yourself for, like, Hurricane Sandy. You know, there are still some places that don't have power because of what happened then.
Yes, and
New Jersey
East Coast
is still down. Many, many businesses are down.
Yes, and part of the east coast of New Jersey is still a wasteland. No repairs. It's just left like it was.
Well, they didn't have any budget. They didn't have any money to cover it. FEMA wasn't able to help. Federal government might or not, you know, come to the rescue, but they haven't.
But they do have money for bullets and ammunition and cartridges.
Yeah.
Rick, why don't we get into herbs, and let's start our herb farm right here, right now, and continue it for this hour and then into the next hour, because we're broadcasting 2 hours a day. So, Rick, you've written a book called it's Herb Farming. It's a series, and it's Getting Started: Important Considerations for the Herb Farmer. Let's talk
okay,
about
I have
herbs.
Two primary books. We'll start out with that. The Potential of Herbs as a Cash Crop was basically written had four chapters on marketing, how to get started, the basic farm plan. You know, there's a whole bunch of things. Then I had Native Plants of Commercial Importance. That was wildcrafting. I had a new follow-on that's not in print yet. It was called Forest Farming, whereas rather than going out and gathering native plants like in a wildcraft or foraging situation, you actually cultivate them like you do with ginseng or, black cohosh. Yeah, black cohosh used to be gathered in your state, and now they're farming it. It's women's estrogen. You know, it's a estrogen, source of estrogen. And so these are plants that are native to your area that would provide, you know, pharmaceutical or medicines to the people. We can start with that one. Now, that's originally everything came from natural sources. And then during World War I and much more pronounced in World War II, our sources for raw materials in Europe were cut off, and we then began to have to synthesize our pharmaceutical drugs. A typical example would have been valerian root. Valerian and the Murder on the Orient Express, your oil of valerian, sir, basically is valerine sulfate or Valium. And so we started synthesizing the different kinds of chemistries that were found in natural sources. Now, sometimes that was cheaper, and sometimes it was not. And now we're discovering there are distinctional differences between natural sources and, basic synthetics. Why? The body doesn't recognize the distinctional difference in physical chemistry, and so it will metabolize it the same.
Rick, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Secretary of State John Kerry gave his first major foreign policy speech today in Virginia. He was discussing rising seas, deadly superstorms, devastating droughts, and the changing climate. Now, this is the first time that I know of that the government has really officially made that kind of statements, saying that that there are threats to our children and our grandchildren. That's the first time that they've really admitted how serious it really is, at least as far as I know. And I see it here at the farm. and Dr. Richard Allen Miller sees it. And we've been talking about this as long as we've been on the radio. We've been warning of this. We've been warning of food shortages. We've been warning that plants are not growing as well as they used to. So here's your chance. We're going to discuss today how to start your own herb garden. And what you can use it for is you can sell herbs. You can sell them, and you can start a business. And you can grow them for your own medicinal purposes. And you can grow them for your own use and avoid spending, you know, hard-earned money on them. Rick, in one of your books, you say that much of the world's supply of medicinal herbs comes from the wild. And for some herbs, the increased demand now far exceeds what can be harvested sustainably from the wild. And the wild stocks are becoming depleted.
That's in some crops. Yes, that's true. Like ginseng, golden seal. Those had been wildcrafted for such an extent that now their range is more limited, and pretty much everything's been picked over. And so now, in the last 20 years, there's been a large move to begin cultivations of ginseng in the forests. Just in Missouri, there was down near Eolia, there is a series of golden seal and ginseng farms. I saw one that was over 3,000 acres of ginseng. They terraced it in the woods following a water stream going down, a crevasse. And what they did is they terraced so that the water ran into each of the beds and then further down in terms of growing the ginseng in a native situation, but enhancing it by the way the terrain and the water moved. That new concept is called forest farming, where you use the terrain and habitat to its advantage. Water, things of that nature, yeah. Now, you said selling, and I'm going to suggest a new concept called prepper agriculture, where a lot of the crops that you're growing are not used for income. They're used for heat and to drive your vehicles and automobiles. We all know about alcohol and the studies that have been done with corn. I'm going to suggest there are preferred crops that will give you higher yields of alcohol and be less depleting on the soil. Corn itself is a terrible crop, all things considered. It rapes the soil, and with the Roundup Ready that they're now sliding into the GMO form of it, it's getting into our food chain. And so there is an interest in heirlooms. Those are the old things that were grown by your father, your grandfather, that have climatized for that region, including, instead of corn, in Nevada and New Mexico, they call it maize. And they're actually growing maize, which is different than corn, which has been hybridized. And with such crops as sunflowers that are grown in your state right now, the problem is that is how Monsanto is now growing some of their chemistry. They'll actually alter a gene in sunflowers to grow a specific inoculant drug. And what happens is they harvest the plant and they extract the drug from the plant, which is then used for immunization. However, transgenic soybean now is the new delivery system for inoculating children, where they actually grow the drug in the plant itself. The bad news is if it's not contained, it escapes and gets into other crops and into our food chain, which is exactly why most of us are getting sick. I think that the first major focus problem is the pharmaceutical industry in terms of masking, you know, the whole mentat of it is not for healing or health. It's to mask a symptom like having a cold, and you don't want to have a stuffed-up nose, so they'll put a bronchial dilator in there, better known as methamphetamine. That's not methamphetamine, but Mormon tea, which is used to make bronchial dilators, is is actually ephedrine hydrochloride, pseudoephedrine hydrochloride. Some of the other things that you'll find in these plants are now used by the pharmaceutical house as, you know, over-the-counter drugs that get people hooked on the need to mask a sniffy nose or a, you know, drippy nose or a cough. And the cough is there for a purpose because something else is wrong in the body. The whole concept of what we do and why we've done it is wrong. And, you know, I don't think we need to. I think the kinds of crops that could be grown would be that could fuel your vehicle so that you didn't need the Arab gasoline you worked with alcohol that came right off your garden. In fact, a garden form of producing alcohol is $2 a gallon for your labor. Imagine what you're paying right now for petroleum.
Well, right here in Missouri, it's about $4.
Yeah, we're right there at $3.68, $3.69. Right, it goes up and down.
Where we are. Diesel's $4.
It's fake. It's not real. It's not because there are limitations in gasoline and it's more expensive. What's happened is they had a big refinery burned down in California, and the way they build that refinery back is they raise gasoline prices across the board. Now, you know, the kinds of crops that one can grow, alcohol in most of South and Central America is used to heat homes. I realize it's not as cold down there, but it works very functionally. What they'll do is take alcohol in a dish, they'll gel it with eggshell from the farm so that it doesn't spill, and that is enough to heat a bathroom, for example. Instead of having an electric heater in there in your bathroom when you're taking a bath, you have a little bowl of alcohol, and that will burn and actually work real well, and it costs nothing. Burns clean, doesn't leave hydrocarbons and other kinds of toxins in the air. Vehicles won't have quite the zip that high test octane does, but you can fine-tune it. And I tell you, everything that you have in Missouri now could be run off of alcohol with very minor alterations. If you wanted to run it off of water, you know, cold fusion, that's a little more difficult and requires several thousands of dollars invested in the vehicle for catalytics and some of the other things. But for alcohol, costs nothing, hardly anything, to convert your tractor over. Right now, I have a list of more than 10,000 tractors that are running off of alcohol in Missouri and Kansas.
Rick, are you talking about a diesel tractor that's running on alcohol or
diesel,
gas power?
Alcohol.
Okay, so
different than
alcohol.
Diesel.
Right.
Alcohol. You know, from corn or soy, what they'll usually, or let's see, I guess it, there's, they're doing some of the other, like jojoba, some of the other kinds of crops that have high-end bricks of sugar. Jojoba in the Midwest now is making oil. You know, that's castrol, which is a synthetic that actually is preferred in your vehicle because it doesn't break down. That's what we call redline oil and some of the other things that are made for rocket ships. Once you running your vehicle off your garden and you're using special synthetic oil, you never need to change the oil again, and your alcohol is, because it doesn't break down, and your alcohol is just from your garden. You're probably growing something like, Jerusalem artichoke was one that they tried out in your area. I think comfrey is probably even higher bricks of sugar yielder per acre, that kind of thing, than corn. Corn depletes the soils, and it was Dennis Kucinich that said that the groups of states are going to start to provincialize in their differences between the federal government and the state government. And in your area, it's about corn subsidies. There's a lot of bitterness around that. And with due process. And I'm going to suggest there are crops that are not about money that will support and make you more independent of such things as petroleum and electricity.
Rick, that's what I really like. I like being independent because at the farm, we heat our farmhouse with wood, and we've been We've been experimenting with driving the wood consumption down. We have gotten it down to about 50% of the wood consumption that we used last year by altering the combustion in the combustion chamber of our wood stove compared to the way it was delivered from the factory. And in that line of thinking, we've got an instructor coming to the Get Prepared Expo. Rick, you're going to be there. This guy is going to bring, his name is Doug Breathauer. He is bringing a full-size pickup truck powered by wood. He burns wood, filters the smoke from the wood fire, and uses that wood smoke as the fuel to run his converted gasoline engine. And he also is going to be bringing a 10 horsepower air-cooled motor, or engine, I should say. And it runs on wood chip smoke. So the exhaust system heats the sawdust.
You know, that's the prepper part that agriculture that I like to hear about. We do not need to revert back to the way Grandpa used to do it. We can actually move forward in technology and still have less dependence on the structural things of water delivery, a sewage, and an electric current. You know, electricity.
When we come back, we're going to dig up the ground, Rick, and we're going to have to plant some herbs. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Fanella, USAPrepares.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A U.S. senator says that the drone death toll, the death toll from America's secretive drone war and bombing raids have killed an estimated 4,700 people. Yeah. Those are the drones that we're flying now. I just posted that article on the website during the break. Freeze Dry Guy is going to be serving a banquet meal at the Get Prepared Expo. It's going to be a banquet meal survival style. We are going to have Freeze Dry Guy foods and dessert at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, imagine this. Imagine getting to eat on Saturday night with your instructors. We're going to be there. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be there. And the rest of the USA Preparers.com team will be at the expo. And we're going to have a huge banquet dinner. So if you'd like, I think it's going to be either $6 or $7. We're trying to hold it down to the cost of the food. We're not trying to make any money on this, but it'll be a sampler of Freeze Dry Guy food. That ought to be a lot of fun. So that's what's on the schedule for the Get Prepared Expo on Saturday night. And Stephen Ewer, you just from One World Way, you just heard his commercial during the previous break. He's going to be with me. We're going to be talking about health, nutrition, and Friday at 3. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, let's dig up the ground and let's start planting some herbs. What do we need to do?
First things first. What you have to do is begin what is called a executive summary. That's a one-page overview of what you're doing, and it includes your purpose, your objective, the scope of it, the time factor, anticipated costs, anticipated incomes, and projected, you would have projections of what can happen in the future. Now, that's called an executive business summary, and I can give you an example of purpose. I'll read one from Minnesota. To develop a model farm for alternative crops well suited for the slightly heavy silt loam soils of Santiago, Minnesota, using drip irrigation systems for weed control and harvest techniques. Now that's what you're trying to do if you're going to design a business plan, because see, this will determine what crops you can use and what crops you can't use based on what capital equipment is in the neighborhood. You don't need to have the capital equipment to farm it because of what we call sharecropping or custom farming, where the local guy that has the big combine will come in and harvest your seed for you and then either gets a percentage of the sale or a percentage of the crop. That's usually what they call sharecropping. It started in Missouri. There it is. It's a simple thing where a big piece of capital equipment like a combine or your backhoe can be used by other people. And what you do is you set up a small community around the use of your resources for that area. You might have a cannery. You might have, other kinds of facilities that will dictate what crops you want to consider growing. And I'm going to suggest that the new turn is about sovereignty on the farm rather than who you're going to sell it to. Who you're going to sell it to is arbitrary. And really, small farm agriculture is not about crops. It's about cottage industries and value added. The farmer wants to add as much value to that crop before it leaves his farm as he can. He doesn't want to sell it to a large farm like Cargill that gets low dollar, because really what the farm has to sell is labor. They want to make $20 an hour, not $5 an hour. And that's where farming and Yankee ingenuity becomes its truest thing, where we learn how to build a better cotton gin, something that is able to take that crop from, to reduce your labor costs. Now, if you're
Rick, hold that
flowers,
thought. Rick, hold that thought. We're at the end of hour number one. We're going into hour number two. We're finishing, or we're building the executive business summary to build our farm, and we're going to figure out how to do it in the next hour. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.